Such a good song, and one of those that you never ever get sick and tired of hearing. Well, I don't anyway. I'd say Bowie and Let's Dance. Big, big floor filler here on Coast1079.com. The rounded lady, as I call her as well. And that's not being an insult. She said, I am what I am. And she said, I like being the way I am. I don't have anything false. And if it hangs and wobbles, it does. And that's the lady from Holland, Cara Emerald. And a big song from here called I Belong to You. And before that, we've had a little bit of Sophie Hawkins, a bit of Greg Porter, Shift Key, and the late, great Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. And talking about the late, great Robert Palmer, he's got a rasping voice, just like me old pal on the other side of the microphone. But he's not in the same place as Palmer. No, he's alive and kicking. Brian Cummins, how are you, mate?
I'm glad to be... Thanks for that. I'm alive and kicking just about. I'm getting over this leggy that everyone seems to have.
Everybody's had it, mate, haven't they?
Yeah. So a little bit more raspy today.
A little bit,
more raspy than normal.
Palmer float your boat?
Oh, he's fantastic. Loved him. And I loved him way more than the... I mean, Addicted to Love's, as a male, is probably one of the greatest.
Do you remember him when he was with Elkie Brooks at Vinegar Joe?
Not quite, but I did look back at that stuff. But, he kind of... my first memory of Robert when, as a young adolescent teenage guy, was the Addicted to Love video, which...
Everyone was, he remembers.
Yeah, it was great artistically and, you know, great photography and
yes,
cinema. And the women weren't bad either.
No.
But a great musician. And by all accounts, he was a nice guy as well. So it was a really sad loss.
Absolutely.
Like all these other legends that are leaving us lately.
They're just popping off, Brian, but you're still going strong, thank goodness. And I can't believe it. It must be nearly 12 months since you were last here.
Yeah, it's flown. I think it must be, quite a bit happened, but it's great to be back here, John. Thanks for having me.
No, it's brilliant. Great to have you. The door's always open to you, Brian. I mean, I was really miffed about 3 weeks ago because I was at my mate Alan Marshall's pub, the Victoria in Waterloo.
Oh, big Al. Yeah.
And he said, where are you off to? I said, I'm going over to Harry's Bar. And he went, Harry's Bar? I said, yeah, the Jawbone. And he went, well, why didn't you say the Jawbone? I said, well, it's Harry's Bar, isn't he? He owns the place now. So he said, what are you going there for? I said, well, Brian's on Hush. And he went, oh, wow, sending me love. And then I got a text message off another bass player. He says, come and see me. I'm in your neck of the woods. I'm in the Bull and Dog. So I went off to the Bull and Dog, and he wasn't in the same Bull and Dog as I thought. I went to Bearscue. He was in St. Helens. How's that my neck of the woods? This is what I said to him eventually.
Depends how big your map is.
Yeah, I know. So I missed you, Brian, and I really, really apologise.
Oh, it was a great night.
Well, I went on the Monday, and Dave said, you know what, John, you missed an absolute stormer.
Oh, I love playing Harry. I mean, Harry and Big Al, I mean, again, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to see them still in the game, but they are true legends of the Liverpool.
Did Harry get on stage with you?
He did at the end. Oh, I love him, though. Harry Sandel, legend. And Big Al, Alan Marshall.
Yeah.
You know, I looked up, when I was a young lad growing up, I looked up so much to them. And when you got playing on them their pubs, it was a result.
Yeah. Have you been the Vic?
I played a little gig in the Vic just before the Christmas. But it was the one night when there was a storm.
Oh.
And the winds were like 100 mile an hour, and as you know, he's on the waterfront.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I just opened the back doors of the van, and then the gear blew in.
So you're enjoying the tours as the security project. You're enjoying the tours as the Genesis. You're enjoying the tours as Marillion, and you're doing Hush as well.
Yeah, I do a bit of everything. Hush is kind of my day job.
Yeah, I mean, that's your baby, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just, you know, that's what I love doing. And, you know, it's making a living, a modest living out of music and doing what I love, you know. But the tours, like I say, as we spoke last year, I obviously do the Genesis tribute band, the Carpet Crawlers.
Yeah.
And I never dreamt that would lead at Open Doors to playing with some of my idols who... When I grew up, you know,
yeah.
I mean, some of the people whose records I had, I'm actually on record with them now and playing and touring with them, and more importantly, the friends of mine, you know,
right.
It's surreal how it's kind of a chain of events have led to one thing, but it's unbelievable. It's a dream. I'm dream come true, you know.
I mean, did I get this right? What you said to me, Brian? You know, you're going to sort of relinquish doing the Gabriel side of Genesis and go more onto the Phil Collins side now.
This year, yeah, for the past 3 years, when the Carpet Crawlers first came out, we've always done a mix of Collins and Gabriel, because it's a kind of a 30-year, history of music that they did, and Gabriel's input, albeit a stellar, and some people say it's the better side. To me, it's kind of two different bands, really. But
well, I mean, it's just like with Bon Scott and Brian Johnson, isn't it, from AC/DC?
Exactly, Gabriel's was, like a 5-year, but the output that they did in the first 5 years was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then there's the Collins era, which is a lot more commercial, but then obviously they evolved and became, with the music scene at the time, and they were experimenting, and the music ended up going in a different direction. Well, we started off doing a mixture of both, but it ended up in like a 3.5-hour show.
Okay.
Of two. Because every song's like 15 minutes long. So so a 3.5-hour show would still only have about 12 songs in.
Yeah.
And the past 3 years, we've done the Gabriel year. We did the Selling England by the Pound 40th yes. anniversary. And then the past 2 years, we did the Lamb.
Yeah.
And we figured it's only fair that we've neglected the Phil era fans. So this year, we're going out doing a Phil era, and it's about to be announced what we're doing very soon. But we're going to be touring later in the year, like towards September, November way kind of thing. Either side of I'm touring with the Security Project as well in October. But either side of that, we're going to be doing some dates.
Right, and Liverpool going to be included?
Oh God, yeah, Liverpool O2 Academy. It'll be
because
we built up an amazing. We had like 500. Nearly 600 people there last year.
Yes.
And it was just that really was a night where you had to be there.
Right.
A manager, Scott Weinberger, he manages the Security Project. He's an American from New York.
Yeah.
He flew over to see the show and he couldn't believe it. He said, I've never seen a response to a Genesis stroke, prog show like that. So the Scousers did us proud. It was amazing.
Brilliant.
It was a really special night.
So when's the announcement going to be, Brian? Because I mean, I could most probably try and have it, I guess, but I don't want to spoil anything for you. When's the announcement going to be?
In the next couple of weeks. We've just got a couple of things to iron out. We've got because I've got a tour with the Security Project right in the middle of it. It's kind of made it a bit difficult to organise the tour, and also Mike and the Mechanics have suddenly gone out on tour and they're playing a lot of the venues we would play, which by the way, I don't mean that as in a complaint. I mean, Mike's God, so he can go where the bloody hell he wants and he'll move out of his way, but it puts us in a conflict, obviously, with some of the venues,
because
there's an overlap of the material.
And is Carrick going to be fronting them?
I don't think so.
No, because I've just seen Paul about 3 weeks ago at the Phil with a mate who was sitting there, Robbie Vincent. He was the support.
Great singer. Yeah,
isn't he just?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, and he's doing really well as well, which is great to hear.
It's great to hear, and he's teamed up with another lad who was there about 2 weeks ago, another Liverpool singer called Rosenblum, and Robbie and Rosenblum are going to be doing the Epstein next month, and it's like a Nashville stroke Merseyside music, Americana.
Oh, well, yeah. No, Rob's. I don't know Rob personally, but I know him through mutual friends, and what I've seen, he's got a lovely touch and lovely. His voice is fantastic as well, But it's just nice to see someone doing well.
It is.
Who's stuck at it as well.
And to get the full character was brilliant.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. And what a voice to support. Yeah. As well. they don't come much better than character,
No.
But I think Mike and the Mechanics are going up with. They got Roachford on vocals and Tim. Some other guy. Oh God, for the life of me, I can't remember. But they've got two singers.
Really?
Yeah, and Roachford is one. But they're doing a smaller venue tour, and they're playing like some of the venues that we would play.
Okay.
So we've had to.
Is this Europe as well as this country?
Mainly. Sorry. Yeah, I say that in Europe. Mainly,
yes.
Yeah. Don't really know where they're playing in the UK yet.
No.
So it's there's a lot of factors,
Yes. Yeah. Well, getting back to your Phil Collins tour, there will be changes to the Carpet Crawlers, Genesis, Peter Gabriel, won't there?
Oh, God, yeah, it's a totally different show.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, there's no makeup.
No, and there's two drummers.
And we have the two drums. I play the second drum.
Yeah.
So I get to bash the hell out of my drum kit again, which is great.
So who goes on the drums when you decide to do the proper Phil Collins and you jump down, you've got the cloth cap on, doing the bust a bit?
Yeah.
So who takes your place on the drums with the other drummer still there?
No, I play the drums.
Yes. But
no, sorry, we have a drummer, the Jedi drummer, who played on the last tour. He joined the band.
So you've got two drummers?
We've got one drummer, and I play, I'm Phil, and then when they had the double drums, Phil used to jump up on the kit. I jump up on the kit now as well.
Right, okay.
Jed plays the part. Jed, who's the past years played the part of Phil, is now playing the part of Chester, kind of.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's...
And what an honour to play the part of Chester.
Oh, God. And,
yeah. My goodness me.
It's. I feel like the Harry Evans,
yeah.
That's what you're saying with these musicians. Every name you mention, they're just like, oh, my God, oh, wow, stellar. Another league of, you know.
It is, yeah.
But that's what attracts me to the music is that.
What's your thought, Brian, about Phil Collins coming back?
I think it's absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think the music industry needs it. I think he needs it. I think the press needs to get off his back. I think, to me, it seems like in this country, the mentality is you can do well for yourself, just don't do too well.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it appeared he was doing really well, all of a sudden everyone turns him. It's like the same with Sting.
Yeah.
You know, these guys, people forget that before they became multimillionaires, they trounced up and down the country in the back of a helmet imp. For years to get to there. They didn't just arrive there. And he's taken a lot of stick. It's really sad, but I think him coming back is great. It's just amazing to see.
I don't know if you picked up the story that I'm going to tell you now. He went to collect his little lad from school.
which go on.
some of the kids were saying to you, "Who's your dad?" And he's coming now, Phil Collins.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the PTA. They said to, "Can your dad get up on stage and sing?"
Oh yeah, saw that clip. Yeah. It's my dad. But I'm having your dad's Phil Collins. It's just nuts,
isn't it? Yeah, you know.
But yeah, I just think it's great for music, and people need to listen to his stuff again. And I say it is a whole generation. Some of these kids nowadays have only heard his stuff sampled on certain stuff or bits and bobs. And now with his reissues that he's recently released, they can check it all out and hopefully, you know, realise what proper music is.
Did he play a big part in your life, Brian?
Massively, yeah. Him, Freddie, the Eagles, the Beatles, you know. So when you're growing up with kind of musical benchmarks like that, then you're on a pretty good, you know, steady course, as in the standards that you set for yourself. If you set them vaguely to their levels, even if you're going to get a third of how good they are, you're going to be pretty special.
I mean, we were saying about the passing of Bowie, you know, it affected you, it affected me.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very sad to watch the Four Eagles doing their tribute.
Yeah. It was...
And that was a shock.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and the Bowie one, like I said, the Bowie one hit me. God, it was like a relative passing. It was like, I couldn't believe me. That whole month effect.
There was everybody just dropping, wasn't it? Like, you know, don't be a musician because you're not going to be here in another week.
But I think, sadly, though, that whole 10... 15, 20 year period of the Halcyon era of when, you know, every musician was on another level, they're all of a similar age. So I think, sadly, not that I want to be the harbinger of doom, but I think, sadly, we're going to be seeing a lot of that, you know, because they were all in the similar genre and era to each other. And they're all of that age.
It's wonderful, you know.
And once they're gone because there's not many people these days can hold a candle to that era musicianship.
Not at all, mate. No. You brought some music with you, which I thank you for. What are we going to kick off with?
Well, a lot of my friends might know I sing with the Security Project.
Which yeah, what is that?
It's basically a project which was started by Scott Weinberger again in New York.
Okay.
And he's a huge Genesis and Gabriel fan, and he put it together. It features Jerry Marotta, who is Gabriel's drummer on the first five albums. And Jerry also played with Hall & Oates, Tears for Fears, Cher, Stevie Nicks, Sarah McLachlan, and a certain Paul McCartney. So he's played with everybody.
Yeah.
Unbelievable musician and drummer. Basically, also has a guy called Trey Gunn, who's from a band called King Crimson. Just another level. Another level of musicianship. Guy called Michael Kotze from a band called Shriekback. You probably remember them in the 80s.
Yeah.
They were just on the cusp of being huge, but a great band. And then a resident genius called David Jameson, who's like a keyboard boffin who just, I can't even begin to imagine describe what he does. But he's like five keyboard players in one and a lovely guy. But basically we go out performing the early music of Peter Gabriel.
Right.
Before Sledgehammer. That was the original idea, but a lot of the more common stuff are starting to creep into the set. But generally, it's the early kind of, more artistic, darker side of Gabriel's.
Do you do King Crimson's I Talk to the Wind?
No, but we have.
I love that song.
We have discussed covering a couple of a Crimson tune or something. The problem we're covering that much of Peter's stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
That eventually, I think, once we've covered all the four, because we've pretty much covered a lot of the four albums.
Yeah.
that's probably Peter ringing to tell me to shut up. Or Fripp. That's Robert Fripp saying, "You dare play one of my songs."
Yeah. No.
We're covering a lot of Peter stuff at the moment, so the focus is on mainly that.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's talk of us covering, some I'd love to do some Crimson stuff.
I know. So what's this track we're going to play now?
Well, this is actually from our new album.
Okay.
Which isn't even mixed or mastered yet. So I might get lynched by the band for this, but I actually got this mix, a rough mix, last night.
Okay.
To check out. And it's not even released, it's not even mastered, it hasn't gone to print or anything. But seeing as you're my friend, and I know I've got a lot of friends across checking in online and listening across the world. So this is Humdrum from our new live album.
This is The Security Project.
Yeah.
I saw the man at JFK. He took your ticket yesterday. We'll be right back.
That's the Security Project featuring Brian Cummins, who's my studio guest here at Coast this afternoon. That was wonderful, that mate.
Yeah, I'm
very... you know, the hair's on the back of your neck and you sense a shiver.
I'm in heaven. I'm in tears after singing it, just because, you know, it's got me listening to it now. I mean, like, because I've only listened to that last night.
Right.
So, it's just an honour to perform this music that I listened to as a kid, you know, and then get up and do it with the people who played on it. It's just nuts, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very, very proud, you know. And it's gonna get mixed a bit more and mastered, and it's actually going to sound better.
Who's doing all that?
Michael Cotsey, the guitarist. He was in Shriekback. He's got his own studio in Seattle. They're all based in America, the band.
Okay.
Jerry's based in Woodstock. David lives in New York, and then Trey and Michael live in Seattle up on the West Coast. And Michael's got a great studio over there. He's an unbelievable engineer, and he's put literally thousands of hours, because that is live. I mean, that's a live gig, and he's spent so much time mixing it, and the guy, you know, has put so and pretty much for free to the band. You know, he's put so much time in himself.
Wow.
So we all owe him a chip butty.
Well, if I can have a copy of that, Brian, I'll give him a bacon butty to send you.
I'll definitely get you a copy when it's done, mate. Definitely.
That'd be absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Do you want to do another track? Do you know what's on here? Or do you want to move on to this one, the Mick Pointer Band? Because that's with you as Marillion, isn't it?
This was the first big kind of break I had. Again, you know, going back to my childhood, being the bands I was into Genesis, I was into Gabriel, and I was into Marillion. And in 2008, I was contacted by Mick Pointer, who was the original drummer, founding member, and the guy who named the band Marillion. And he asked me, did I want to audition to tour with them, doing the part of Fish.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, the job's mine. And he went, well, you can come down, you can audition. I said, no, the job's mine. I said, this stuff is like in my blood and in my heart. Anyway, we went out in 2008. We toured for 5 years all over the world, to be honest with you. And it was again, playing with one of my idols. It was just unbelievable playing a concert that I'd watched as a kid. And we 2 years ago, we did our last show, and we recorded it and released that as a live album. The Mick Pointer Band, Marillion Script Revisited, because don't you remember the first album was called Script for a Jester's Tear?
Yes.
We recreate the 1983 concert that they did. That was recorded anyway. It was released about 18 months ago, and again, I'm immensely proud of this. But we swore we'd never gig again, but we've been persuaded to do one more show in Holland in April, in a place called De Boerderij, which is where the Carpet Crawlers DVDs were filmed. We've got one more show, so I'm brushing off the old costumes and getting back into Fish mode just for one more out with the guys. And I just thought it might be a nice bit of contrast to play.
Yeah,
play.
I mean, I love a script for the Jester Tear. I love Garden Party.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I love Lavender.
Oh, well, Lavender was after Mick. But Garden Party, I mean, like I say, I mean, there's Garden Parties on this one. But the problem is, again, with all this material, is the songs are long. They're all bloody 14 minutes long. So, you know. And maybe He Knows You Know is probably the most radio friendly.
Yeah.
Or as Fish said, you know, he actually says on the concert, on the video in 1983, his mum rang him up and thought they were going to get on the telly on Top of the Pops, but it was a song all about drugs. So they never got on.
Right, okay, okay. Yeah, all right. We're going to take a break, and I want to play this track for you as well. We're going to do the new Paul Carrack song.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Which is Let Me Love Again. Play an ad break, and then also I want to play Rosenblum, which you've never heard.
Great, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's all happening here on Coast. And then we're going to go back with Brian, but this time with the Mick Pointer Band, because it is the Marillion outfit. And we're going to play the track, which is He Knows You Know. And that's all up and coming here at Coast.
things as it seems. We search to find the truth somewhere, but everywhere we turn, seems the doubt is always there. But now I found someone like you. There's a reason to believe it can be true. Take my heart, it's all I have to give. As long as I can live, let me love again. I'll be yours to have and yours to hold. Keep you from the cold, let me love again. Every day nothing to be gained from keeping everything inside. I may have lost that love before, but I'm not afraid of losing anymore. In this life we walk alone.
More than just music, it's your music. Around the clock, Coast 1079.
At Autoglass, we know you only want to make one call to get your chip windscreen repaired. That's why we work with most insurers. So no need to call them. Call us direct and we'll handle everything for you. Easy.
Call the experts at Autoglass on 0800 234 234 or visit autoglass.co.uk.
Autoglass repair, Autoglass replace.
Brilliant, I've finally quit.
I feel like I've got my life back.
I felt much happier.
It's an amazing feeling when you stop smoking. Experience it for yourself with help from NHS Smoke Free. Our range of support tools, which includes face-to-face guidance from advisors, helps maximise your chances of success. Go online now and search for Smoke Free.
Vote for your favourite online. 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 Vote for... You must have something by now. I don't know how many more ways I can say this.
Yeah, but we've got the studio for the full hour. So let's carry on.
Like getting your money's worth? Try our Mayo Chicken, made using only tasty chicken breast meat. Just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
The station that always looks outside the box. Coast 1079. Now we're talking.
Going down and all that you're in, it's burning inside from under your skin. There's nothing at all I'd ever change.
all through the fire and all through the rain. Won't you tell me what's going on? Well, it's been a long time, my love, and I will be waiting here all night, my love, letting you know that it's alright, my love. Oh, I will be waiting for you. So let it fall beyond shadow, fall beyond doubt. I'll pull you in whenever you're out. There's nothing at all I'll ever change. All through the fire and all through the rain. Won't you tell me why it's going on? Well, it's been a long time,
really good. And he's been in the studio and he's at the Epstein with Robbie Vincent, Rosenblum, All Through the Fire, All Through the Rain, and before that the new song from Paul Carrick. Yes, and he's still on tour as well, Paul Carrick, Let Me Love You Again. Are you ready for a little bit of Marillion, Brian?
Well, it's Mick Points is back. The Mick Points of but it's Marillion material, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. I have to be careful because some people get kind of.
I
really
know, they get a bit twitchy, don't you know? But yeah, Mick Points band featuring you.
Yeah, and Nick Barrett from Pendragon, Ian Salmon from Arena, Mike Varty from Credo. So it's four prog rock legends and a Scouser. This is He Knows You Know.
This is called He Knows You Know. The priest at the confession when he offered you the sacred bread. You know, he knows, he knows, but he's got problems. Fast speed, crystal fever, swarm with full-fledged mind. Chilling needles freeze, emotion the blind, surely the blind. You got a venom in your stomach, you got poison in your head. When your conscience whispers the vein lies stiff and you are walking with the dead.
got experience. He's got experience. He knows, you know. But he's got problems. Problems, problems, problems. Problems.
You're very welcome. Hey, you like the live stuff, don't you?
I suppose I can't really justify releasing, you know, because obviously it's cover versions type thing. You know, you could only ever release it in a live context because the original's already kind of been done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's another proud moment, you know.
Yeah.
Having hearing yourself on that, you know, that was... Definitely.
You know, Robin of Loxley's got nothing on you for the strings and the bow that you've got, is it? You know.
Yeah, well, it's just all, like I say, it's bands I grew up being into. Again, I've just recently done something with Ian McNabb from the Icicle Works.
Right.
He's kind of a big prog fan, and we got in touch and had a few pints, probably a few pints too many a few weeks back, and I popped around the studio with him, and I've ended up, I'm on his new album, just doing a bit of backing vocals, but another song which might end up on a future release I've sang, kind of co-sang with him. And again, it's surreal. I was a Ices fan as a kid, and, I'm recording with him, I'm recording with members of Marillion, I'm recording with members of Gabriel. You just never dreamt when you picked up a guitar when you were 10 and laying an house with the rising sun.
Yes.
Driving me mum round the bend, you know, dragging her to Curly's.
Yeah.
And I, you know, trying to get her to buy me a guitar and thinking that it would lead to, you know, to performing with my heroes. Mm. It's, you know, it's...
Is there any other vision, Brian, that you'd like to fulfil?
I don't know. I just put put my head. I never envisioned this would happen. I just think I like to put my head down and graft and work hard and enjoy what I do and enjoy making people happy with music. And then if anything else happens, it's kind of a bonus. I mean, if someone had said to me, you know, when I was a kid, oh yeah, you're going to be playing with these people, I'd have just laughed in the face.
Yeah.
So I like surprises and seeing what knocks on the door. But if nothing else ever happened, I'd settle for that, you know.
Right.
If nothing else ever happened in my career, I haven't done bad, you know.
No, at all. No. I just wonder, you know, where the next step is. You know, it's frightening, really, in the world of music, isn't it? Because
yeah,
the bus never stops, and you don't want to get off.
Yeah. I think I'll always be doing music. Obviously, the older you get, the less you can kind of do. Wear spandex and start putting your legs on the monitors. No, I'm joking. It's hard to see where music's going as well, because music's definitely changing.
Yes.
You could even argue a lot of the tripe that's out in the charts nowadays. Yeah. When I say a lot of it, you know, there's obviously some great bands, but people can tell the difference. But a lot of what they call music nowadays just isn't. I'm sounding like my granddad now, but it's scary to see where it's going to be in 10, 15 years. And you know, I think it's important for bands, like some people knock tribute bands, but at least it's keeping the flame alive slightly.
Yeah.
You know, it's not burning bright by all means, but because none of us get to that. I mean, the Carpet Crawlers are a great band.
Yeah.
But we're nothing like Genesis where... Back in the day, I mean, when you saw Genesis back in the day, and they, you know, they were just another league. Although, again, I'm name dropping here, but I met up with a guy called Mike Kidson, who was the tour manager for Genesis and Phil Collins and AC/DC and Robert Plant, and you know, I mean, you name it, he's been there, done it. And he came round to mine a couple of weeks back, and we had a great Sunday afternoon together. I cooked him a roast dinner. And I played him the Carpet Crawlers DVD, nervously expecting him to kind of rip it to pieces and stuff. And he was in tears. He actually sent me a message saying, I'm listening to it. He said, it's just, you know, it's amazing. It's like being there. So that, to me, apart from maybe off one of the members, although Tony Banks did once say to us, we sound better than most Genesis tribute bands, he said, when he heard our CD.
Right.
But to have it off mic... Who could step away from Genesis? He was on stage with Genesis at every concert, and he saw it all getting built from the ground up. You know, the aesthetics and the stage show. He was very much a part of how, not just the performance, how the whole show came together.
Right.
And he really was really kind in what he said, and has actually turned out to be another great mate. So it's crazy to sit and. Have him in my living room and the stories he was telling about Robert Plant and you know, Jimmy Page and Phil Collins and AC/DC and you know, it's just amazing.
It is. Yeah. What else do you want to get over, Brian, before the interview ends? We need to know where people can see you as, you know, Hush.
Yeah, Hush, I play pretty much all over the place, to be honest with you. In Liverpool I play the Blue Anchor in Aintree there on the 5th of March. I'm at the Royal Naval Club in near the Rocket on Mother's Day. I'm playing in McGull in the Red House.
I know Danny very well. You'll have a great time in there.
Yeah, I'm also at the Grand National all 3 days. You can probably catch me on the main stage. Yeah, I play the main stage in there and a couple of other little stages spread around. So I do the Grand National every year.
And what are you doing there? Just
the Hush stuff,
Just the Hush stuff.
I don't think Genesis are really in a going on too well to all the girls in the high heels. Yeah. I like all these girls in high heels and with the hats trying to dance in 9/8. But obviously I play a lot of the Whittle, as I've done for years. But basically, if you're on Facebook, find me on Facebook, Brian Cummins, with no G.
Yeah.
I think my profile pic at the moment is a picture of me and my wonderful dad. And basically just add me and stay in touch and find out where I'm playing. But tour-wise, I've got the show. Unfortunately, the immediate tours are out the country at the moment.
Right.
In April 16th, I'm in Holland with my Pointer Band.
Yes.
May, the last 3 weeks of May, I think I'm in the west coast of America. I'm doing Seattle, San Francisco, Santa Cruz, down to LA, and possibly Vegas.
Really?
With the Security Project. October, I'm touring the East Coast, up New York, up, and maybe up to Canada with the Security Project. And in between that, September, November, there's going to be Carpet Crawlers, Phil Collins era tours, which will be UK and Europe. And hopefully the Security Project will be playing UK and Europe in like February, March next year.
Be great if we can have the Security Project in it, Brian.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to, yeah, because when the guys come over, especially Jerry stays at mine, loves it at mine. I'll drag him up and take him on the Big Dipper.
Yes.
No, Jerry actually is very fond of English culture.
Right.
He always mentions who was the organist from Blackpool, Reginald.
Reginald Dixon.
Yeah. Because when he came over in the 80s, where he was working with Gabriel and Paul McCartney, he really picked up on a lot of the old Englishisms.
Yeah.
So he's always coming up with anecdotes and stuff about, oh, you know, you sound like Reginald Dixon. I'm like, bleeding hell, I don't even know who Reginald Dixon is.
Yeah, so no, it'd be great to, you know, if you could bring him up when he lands and bring him into the studio.
I'm sure I'll drag him up and you'll love him. He's just got it. He's a big Italian American, and he's, you know, he can talk even more than me.
Really? What's his name?
Jerry
Marotta. That's right. The original Gabriel drummer.
Gabriel Hall and Oates.
The list is endless.
Paul McCartney and his brother, of course, played with John Lennon, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, Rick. You know, he's world class, and I'm in a band with him. It's insane.
Brian, it's always a pleasure to have you up here, mate. You know, it's not often enough because I know you're so busy going all over the place, but, you know, let's not make it a year.
No, definitely. And I like to say, I've mentioned about stuff when I grew up. I remember when I was a kid growing up here and John Jessup all over the radio. So it's a pleasure to be here and meet you again, mate.
Thanks very much indeed.
Yeah, respect where it's due, you know.
Well, I'll look forward to the new albums.
I'll definitely get you a copy, mate, I promise.
Brian, thanks very much indeed.
Cheers, John.
Enjoy your life. There we go, that's Brian Cummins. He goes out all over the place in this country, and you've most probably seen him at the O2 in Liverpool. And I tell you what, he'd be going back there as well. This time it's going to be under a new project, the Phil Collins era, but it'll still be Brian Cummins' Genesis tribute, but it'll be the Phil Collins era. And that will be announced within the next couple of weeks, I would imagine. And we look forward to that. But if you do actually see the wording hush, it doesn't mean keep quiet. Get to the venue, go and see him. He is absolutely unbelievable. He's on his own with a mega stack of speakers and an even bigger set of lights, and he fills the place for 3 hours. Brian Cummins as Hush. Look after him and look out for him, and a pleasure to have him in the studio today.
Coast 1079. Cool, but addictive. It's all about the music.
I'll be your